Economic Development, Tourism, Housing Planning, and Transit Committee. Mary, would you take roll, please?
Legislator Berkey. Legislator DeLon.
Here.
Legislator Lapp.
Here.
Legislator Litz. Legislator Mayo. Legislator Rodriguez.
Present.
Chairman Maloney.
All right. Everyone was circulated both the minutes of May 3rd, 2016, and minutes of the May 23rd and 26th IDA interview meeting. Are there any deletions, corrections, additions that anyone would like to add to the minutes? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the minutes as presented?
I'll move.
Motion by Legislator Lapp, second by Legislator Rodriguez. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. At this time, Suzanne Holt, the Director of the Office of Business Services, is here to give an update to the committee on the Ellenville Million progress. Suzanne?
Hi. I just, as you know, I request every 3 months to come before your committee to update you on the Ellenville Million, as well as on the efforts of the Office of Economic Development and the Ulster County Economic Development Alliance. The Economic Development Alliance, the two big projects that they're working on right now, one is the Ellenville Million. You should all have an updated memo dated June 1st that goes through all of the 9 components, but I will say that we are moving forward. BBG&G is working hard on a marketing campaign. The Hunt Memorial Preservation Committee expects to be done with the renovations this summer. Shadowland Theater, we're going to be meeting in the next week or two to talk about using the funding from the Ellenville Million to match their New York State grant. And the other programs, everything is moving along. The marketing campaign for the county, the Economic Development Alliance has contracted with Raleigh Green, who's also brought in some other local vendors as well. They're going to be targeting there are two specific campaigns this year. One is the Tech Entrepreneurs that's going to build on last year's successful campaign, and the other is a campaign to target weekenders, visitors, and people who generally already love Ulster County. So those are the two campaigns that he's working on right now, and that he will be at the Economic Development Alliance Committee later this week to update the committee on those two campaigns. Regarding the Office of Economic Development, the big thing we're working on right now is the consolidated funding applications. Once a year, the governor puts out all the state grants. There's approximately 30 different funding categories. We are currently talking to at least 34 different municipalities, businesses, and not-for-profits to try to help them. We have direction from the county executive to bring as much of that money back to Ulster County as we can. I hope that you will tell your constituents that we're here to help. So far we've been working with the City of Kingston, the Town and Village of New Paltz, and the Town of Shongum have all reached out, but we're here for all the municipalities as well as the nonprofits and the businesses. And just wanted to give you guys a heads up that site selection is really busy right now. We have had more interest than I've seen since I've been in this position from outside businesses, manufacturers, film people shooting films, all different types of businesses looking at properties in Ulster County. So we're also really busy trying to meet those needs. And lastly, I understand you started to work on Ulster tomorrow, so I was on vacation for 2 weeks, but I'm back and I'm here to help with that process, whenever you need me.
Okay. Legislator Rodriguez and Legislator Berkey, I'd like to set up a similar meeting that we did.
It seems now you're back.
Now that everybody's back and we're going to be here, we'll set up a meeting in the next week or so.
Sometime before the session, do you think, so we could maybe adjust the resolution that we proposed?
Or? Okay. Yes. We'll get something set up.
Okay.
Very good.
Any questions?
Any questions for Suzanne?
Okay. If you don't mind, I'm going to.
Thank you.
Okay. Moving on to resolutions for our June 21st, 2016 regular legislative session. Resolution number 254, requesting a short-term renewal of the Catskill Mountain Railroad lease. Is there a motion?
I guess, Mr. Chair, considering, I guess, that we've actually finally gotten the RFPs back, right?
At this point, RFPs came back
May 20th.
Was okay. A Friday. And that was after, I believe, a two-week extension that was requested.
And I thought, isn't the committee meeting...
It's my understanding the committee has met, and they're going to be interviewing both companies that did put RFPs into the county.
Okay. So if that's the case, then I mean, at this time, I think it may make sense to just postpone it another month until we actually know what we're doing here, right?
I would think that would be prudent. And
could we hear from Ken more about the?
Absolutely.
Sure. I think that's an accurate representation. I think, you know, one of the things we're trying really hard to do is preserve the integrity of the RFP process. We've been very diligent. We know that there's a lot of, you know, we've seen a lot of the, back and forth, both of the trail supporters, rail supporters. There's a lot of misinformation out there in the public domain. I see a lot of that banter going out. So I think what we're doing hard is executing the policy of the legislature, that we have a good process going. We're vetting proposals, following up on references, and really trying, just going into this interview process that will be conducted later this week, is we come forward as soon as possible to the legislature with contracts and executing the policy of the legislature and having rail or multiple rail operators operating within the corridor.
Okay. David?
When I originally put this in, of course, there was not a, at that point, the lease was still active, and my mindset and the whole purpose of it was to not have any lapse in service, meaning that somebody could actually begin the process of grabbing the Polar Express and doing all those types of things and then handing that over. At this point, it's a moot point because it basically lapsed. So if we don't have the Polar Express this year, you guys will be held responsible. I mean, that's in the end.
David, I can tell you, I fully anticipate that the Polar Express will happen.
I hope so. And but anyway, that's the process was at this point. Now it would be a problem with the RFP. There before it would not have been because it would have been a. Basically an extension of a lease that because you're with the RFPs going out with the understanding. Now that the lease is ended, I would probably say that it probably would be a problem with the RFPs at this point. So, that's why I wanted it done beforehand, but you guys chose to shut it down. So it is what it is. Can I speak on the next one? The 4.
Would you mind
taking that out of, since...
Sure, we'll take it out of order, David.
Come on, what are we doing with 254?
I'll second Hector. You made a
postponing,
motion to postpone it.
Well, actually, at this point, though, given the fact of what we just discussed, at this point, we might as well just begin to postpone it. Like, we can just postpone indefinitely or whatever, because at that point, you just don't...
I think next month we're going to have a resolution before...
So we don't need this right now.
I don't know. I'm not on the committee. I've only been on the railroad committees dealing for over 20 years, but I wasn't appointed to that one, so. Okay. So I don't know what they're doing. The other aspect is right now there's a couple things that are going on. My understanding is I'm not sure, but I'm getting a read that they're on the process of beginning to rip tracks up. And we need to clarify that any tracks that are ripped up has to get the okay of the county legislature before they... Is that what your belief is?
From what I understand, there's going to be our Chairman Ronk is going to have a scheduled meeting with our executive to get clarification on... There are two different views.
But I think the view was very, very clear from the legislative end. Because, in fact, it was one of Ronk's and Litz's ideas, and, in fact, they said it repeatedly that they would not support unless the idea that there would not be any tracks ripped up until the legislature approved those track removal.
Well, I don't think the city is...
I'm not aware of any rail that's been removed
before. Well, we're just trying to make sure that that's not happening, that's all, because of a number of things. Anyway, okay, on the paving thing, I have a letter
Mm-hmm.
There was no vote on it.
Excuse me?
254 hasn't been voted on yet.
It's not gone. We're not.
All right. Would you like to take a quick vote on 254 just to kind of just,
sure.
While we're just doing
Hector
this?
Made a motion to
postpone indefinitely.
Postpone indefinitely. I'll second okay. that. Is there any further discussion on 254? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
I hate them.
That's okay. We're unanimous.
And
okay. Resolution 296, David.
Yeah, it's the paving over, up to the top of the trail. Rather, there's been a number of places that have done that in order to still use the trail, but still have the ability to go back to a rail. Now, I actually spoke with E. Allen Brown today. I had a call with him, and in reference to. Because what happened was when we put out our request for information with the railroad committee, of course it got, it was put out by the committee, and people felt that it was not proper because the committee did it and so on and so forth. The other committee was founded, and the next thing you know, these things were all, any of those RFIs were ignored, anybody that sent something in. So I did ask, when I called B. Allen Brown, I asked him, he is a CEO and president of Railmark, who basically deals with railroads in South Africa, anywhere from South Africa through California. And I asked him why he did not put in for the RFP when he was so interested in the past. And this was, and I asked him if he could, and he said, I will send you an email on it if you want. And I said, I was meeting with you. He said, then I'll rush it out for you. And he basically rushed this email out to me today. In fact, he finished it at 5. What time did I call you?
It was about 5:20, right around.
All right, so it was 5 minutes before that. I got it at 5:15. And this is what his response was to it. He gave me an earful of other things, but this is what he wrote in writing. In reference to the line, of course, he felt that breaking the line up was just counterproductive to virtually, economic development in Ulster County. And then this is what he wrote. All right?
I read it.
So
thank you.
You got the,
I wish he would have had it in on May 20th.
No, he would not have done that because he actually called. They advised him they had to fit with whatever the RFP was. They could not give alternative RFPs.
Okay.
So he was not able to give this type of a response, which covered the entire line.
Okay.
That's what he wanted to do. And so, and as you noticed, he pointed out it's too short of a ride for him. And also what he wanted to do is actually create certain a... referred to as a what was it? The near right there. Let's see where it points out what he wanted to actually create a hub type of things for loading trucks. There's no such thing in Ulster County at this point, and he said that would actually he was actually excited about dealing with this particular corridor. He saw it as a real win-win in many cases, and this is what he wrote. But these are frowned on at this point. But anyway, that's what it is. So that's what the other reason why I looked at the idea of the paving of the rail up to the line. And it's, in other words, leaving that in, that first, the one that runs through the city of Kingston, up to where it connects on where our so-called compromise that we had. So that's what it's about.
Okay. Thank you, David. Any questions for David? Legislator Donaldson, excuse me. I'm rather informal.
Thank you.
Is there a motion on 296?
Well, just in general, I see in our packet we've got two letters. One from the National Park Service and one from Barton and Lagudas.
They were submitted by Chris White.
Merv, we were talking about the page one that I had, and this is a just to fill you in. That's a letter that I got from B. Allen Brown from Railmart that I talked to him today, and I asked if he would send me something. Could he put it in an RFI when we did it through the committee? But a lot of that stuff got sort of lost in the shuffle when we created the new committee that came in with the idea that we had to have a continuous trail, but we could have railroad. It had to be a continuous trail.
Right. I guess.
And this is what he responded with. And actually complimented our people in the past for actually saving that railroad. They were visionaries.
Thoughts, anyone? We have two letters that were submitted on behalf of Barton and LeJudas and the National Park Service stating that paving over the tracks, still with the ties and anything else, or paving right up to the edge of the tracks, you'd wind up the maintenance, the ongoing maintenance, will be more costly than removing them or putting them back if you ever wanted to put them back. The section you're talking about was agreed as by you and the committee on December the 15th as a compromise plan
to be the
linear duress park.
Let's put it that way. It was under duress. It was the, you understand, the mindset going into that committee was there had to be a contiguous trail. That was the mindset. So therefore, my mindset was attempting to try to save as much of the railroad as I could.
Understood. Understood. Is there a motion on 296? Hearing none. Right. You know, one thing I don't think anybody in this committee, anyone that was on the railroad committee when we came to the plan with Ernie Hunt sitting right in this chair in the corner on December the 15th, it was a Friday evening at about 9:30, and it was, I think, a very good plan. I rode on the railroad on the Sunday, and I was amazed that we only went up to milepost 5.22. And I asked why we didn't go further, and they said the tracks hadn't been inspected. And here, the compromise plan goes up to 8.33.
And we rode on it up to 11.
I fully understand that, with children on board, on uninspected tracks. So
I was an inspector for the railroad for a number of years before I got into teaching school. So I know a little bit about railroad that many people in this committee and off the committee don't.
Thank you, David.
Just for a point of information, yes, I wrote up and my grandson was with me.
Thank you.
All right?
Very good.
And it was quite safe.
So. All right, moving on. Resolution number 292, appointing and reappointing members to the Ulster County Development Agency Board of Directors. There has been some discussion going back and forth on exactly. I had proposed at the last meeting to vote on the 13th, next Monday night, when we're at the college for the public hearing and budget vote. The clerk informed me that that is an extremely busy night, and even to grab 5 or 10 minutes, Legislator Rodriguez thinks it can be accomplished. So what I'm going to try to do, because everybody, just so you know, when you're at the college, you're going to have crisscrossing the spider web of meetings that you're going to need to attend. So to be able to pull everyone together for 5 minutes is not as easy as you think it is. So just that, I want that to be said. Okay, but we will try that. If we cannot accomplish that, we will push it out for the July meeting. And I know that is something, I don't want to do it either, but I do want everybody to be present. Mm-hmm. You know, Legislator Mayo is not here tonight.
I know.
You know, I do want everyone present for the meeting. So
for right now, I guess we are going to...
To be determined.
To be determined, but we're going to move it along for right now. And if we have to postpone it, I guess, you know, the sponsors are...
Thank you and I.
think you all are. So we'll all agree if we need to basically postpone it or whatever, I guess, at that point, mm-hmm. or to you know, withdraw it, I guess, at that point. But for right now, I guess, can we move it to move it along?
Yeah.
We actually need to actually technically take a vote in committee, right?
Okay.
Okay. Oh, wait. I guess I apologize. I'm sorry. We're actually meeting. This is going to be our
we're
only agenda.
To move it.
What's that?
We're meeting then to move
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we'll meet then to move it. Please fill in
on
names.
On the 13th.
Yep. Okay. Good enough.
All right. Very good.
294.
So moved.
There you go. Any discussion appointing member to the Ulster County Trails Advisory Committee?
I'd like to see a resume of Mr. DeLong.
I'll second that.
Congratulations.
It was moved. All right. Congratulations, legislator. All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carry. Let's see. Resolution 298, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county.
I'll move it.
And the United Way of Ulster County Office of Employment and Training. Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Legislator Lapp. Any discussion? All those signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried unanimously. Resolution number 299, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county and family of Woodstock, Inc. from the Office of Employment and Training.
So moved. You want to
discuss? Oh, yes. No, I'm saying
so moved.
Yeah. Look at more. It's good.
Mm-hmm. Second.
Moved by Legislator Berkey, second by Legislator Lapp.
Yeah,
any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Resolution number 303, approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate contract amount to be in excess of $50,000, entered into by the county and All Scripts Healthcare LLC, Department of Information Services. Sylvia. How are you tonight?
Fine.
Very good. You want to give us a
synopsis?
Yeah, please.
This is what software that the health department uses for their home health care. They track electronic medical records. They each have laptops that they bring into the home and record the patient information. They come back, dock their laptops, and sync up to the database that's here at the computer room.
Okay. This is a contract amendment to an existing contract. We were already using this software.
Correct. And this is the maintenance for the next year.
Next year, 1 year.
The first contract was in 2003. This is the
13th
amendment.
Okay. Thank you, Deputy. Is there a motion to approve Resolution 303?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Any further discussion? Questions? Hearing none, all those signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried unanimously. Resolution number 304, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county and SKEO Solutions, Department of Planning. Dennis?
It's a contract that begins the Step 1 Brownfield pre-nomination study. It's a countywide study. The consulting contract is about $184,000. Went through an RFP process. We interviewed three firms. This firm came out on top. We're currently waiting for final approval for that contract by 9 from DOS. There is a grant from DOS for this specific study of about $200,000, which the county is putting in about $12,000 to $14,000 in time service.
And Dennis, what is DLS?
Department of State.
I know. Not everybody knows.
Okay. Who are the other two firms?
One firm is out of New Jersey, BCS, and the other firm was Barton with Judas.
Is there a motion to approve Resolution 304?
So moved.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Second by Legislator DeLong. Any further discussion? Questions? Hearing none, all those signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried unanimously. Resolution 310, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into an intermunicipal for computer skills education at the Ulster Works One Step Center with the Ulster County Board of Cooperative Educational Services, Department of Employment and Training.
I'll move it.
Okay. Is there a second by Legislator Litz? Any questions?
This is an ongoing program, correct?
Mm-hmm. Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? So carried unanimously. Resolution number 311, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into an intermunicipal one-stop operator agreement with the New York State Department of Labor and Ulster County Board of Cooperative Educational Services, Department of Employment and Training. Moved by Legislator Rodriguez, seconded by... I'll second.
No one wants to second this.
Ronnie?
Hey.
I'm busy signing the paper.
Herb. Let's.
All right. Any questions?
No.
Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Resolution number 312, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into an intermunicipal one-stop consortium agreement with the New York State Department of Labor and Ulster County Board of Cooperative Educational Services, Department of Employment and Training.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any discussion?
We've been doing this for a long time.
Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried unanimously. Resolution number 313, supporting a grant application to Federal Transit Administration to accept bid 5339B, funding for replacement of buses, and authorizing the Ulster County Executive to execute any required applications or agreements to accept funding the Department of Public Transportation. Mr. DiBella, welcome.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm good.
That's
good. We found some discretionary funds. These are additional funds that are out there, and so we've put in a grant to see if we can get some of those funds and replace some of the buses.
Very good. These are the short ones, or...?
These will be one long one and three short ones.
One long, three short. Very good. All right.
I don't know if we really call them short buses, though. I think we call them cutaways.
Long buses.
Cutaways.
We call them cutaways. The short buses.
We've been buying some larger buses because the system is growing. Right. Our ridership is up tremendously. So I think that's actually a good thing.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve Resolution 313?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Resolution 314, appropriating funds to from advertising on buses to purchase bus parts and equipment. Department of Public Transportation, UCAT. Mr. DiBella.
The FTA requires any income that comes into the department to be used for parts. And that is basically a formality.
We're just shifting the money from the income to the parts.
Yeah. The money's actually budgeted appropriately. This just is a resolution to have in the file.
For years we couldn't even do advertising. I mean, that this is fairly recent.
We've been doing this, about a year? And what's the revenue approximately?
It's about 2.5 years we've been doing it now. Mm-hmm. It's up to, this one was 6. So we're up between
$12,000 and $15,000 a year. Okay. Very good. Very good. So the Minetti and O'Connor is going to buy some important bus parts. All right. Resolution number 315, appointing a member to the Ulster County Planning Board from the town of Denning.
I'll move it.
Did we get a motion for 314?
Hold up. Let's hold up 1 second. If we can go back to 314, there was a motion to approve that.
I'll move it then.
So, motion by Legislator Rodriguez.
Second.
Second by Legislator Litz. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Sorry about that, folks. Resolution 315, appointing the member to the Ulster County Planning Board from the town of Denning.
I'll move it.
Is there a second?
Second.
Very good. Any further discussion?
Jim.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Old business, we discussed earlier when Suzanne Holt was here. Hector and Jennifer will be getting together to discuss the Ulster tomorrow. Okay.
Can we just look at dates together before we leave?
Yes, we can. And the IDA appointments, we are going to speak to
Vicky.
Victoria in the morning. See if we can find 5 minutes Monday night.
So what's the arrival time, expected arrival time? Could we just arrive 15 minutes early, or is that too
What time do we start Monday?
Ways and Means starts first, and I think that's at 5.
5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Ways and Means and Legislative Programs.
I'm sorry.
Ways and Means.
Yeah, and the problem is you
right,
also
and I'm on legislative programs.
And right. We also have the joint meeting, and then the budget public hearing, and then the presentation, and then... There's
right,
quite
so
a few things.
And they're going to be spread apart because they don't want to have the meetings in the lounge, the large room.
Mary, will you be there?
We do
I will not be there. Vaughn will be there.
Yeah, we could. We could.
Yeah. I already got it on my calendar, 6:45.
Okay.
Yeah. I like Herb's attitude, by the way.
It is
it's can do.
It is helpful.
It's can do.
You wouldn't survive down where I work.
What time is the meeting the whole evening expected to end?
You wouldn't survive.
Well, that's the problem because there's a public hearing there.
Just so everyone knows, Legislator Lips is building the new Tappan Zee Bridge. He's not by himself.
No, I say personally, break my point. He's actually
a public hearing.
He's actually, he actually lays
all right.
In high school.
Is there anything else? Is there a motion to adjourn?
So I move.
Information?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
Since you mentioned at this meeting a letter from Railmark, and you mentioned two letters regarding the Resolution 296,
yes.
Are they a part of the public record?
Yes, they are.
They are.
Absolutely.
Meeting? And also, by the way, here, if you want, just hand her these.
Thank you very
they
much.
They got you. You got them now.
Very good. Thanks.
All right.
The other two.
No, I'll give you.
Was there a motion?
Oh. Indeed.
There was Legislator Litz, second by Legislator Vaughn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Actually, you know what?